Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus takes away the sin of the world. And the Protestant kind of mentality is Jesus did everything, and so we just kind of have to accept him as our Lord and Savior, and it's just coasting to heaven from there, which is not the true theology. You know, we have a lot of things to do. We have a lot that we have to do cooperating with Jesus. So Jesus did a lot for us. He opened the gates of heaven. He redeemed us, purchased for us heaven. But we have to go to the bank and get what he has invested for us. To go to the bank means to obey the commandments, to go to church, pray, practice virtue, do all the things that Jesus taught us to do. So there's a lot of things we need to do. But Jesus has done the biggest part. He has redeemed us, and he has purchased for us the graces that we need to obtain heaven. So we have this hope. And the mercy of God is always there as a safety net. You know, a safety net, especially for those who didn't receive much grace. You imagine a lot of people who don't even have the faith, who weren't even baptized, who are brought up in abusive homes or broken homes, or they're surrounded by selfish people and in their families, you know. And they don't, you know, you think of those who are in the poor neighborhoods where there's violence, and, you know, think of Mexico. You know, I've seen reports of Mexico where there's cartels everywhere and people are just in dire poverty, and they're just selling off their children and trying to make money anyway, and drugs is the only thing to do, and there's all kinds of violence. And they don't even see anything. They don't see any good examples or role models. You know, think of those kinds of people, and what does God do? You know, he wants everyone to go to heaven. He wants them to go to heaven. And so there's probably a lot of allowances for them, you know. But we do have a conscience, and they have a conscience, and they need to obey it and seek God in the ways that they can. So there's a lot of mercy available to us, even we who have the Catholic faith, we who are still weak. We who are still weak, we have all kinds of things we know we're supposed to do, but we don't always do them. We don't always live up to what we're called to do as Christians. And that's, you know, brings us to the baptism of Jesus. The baptism of Jesus was really the beginning of our baptism, because Jesus didn't need to be baptized. He was baptized for us. He was baptized to sanctify the waters of baptism so that we can be transformed into children of God and obtain the graces we need to live a holy life, to live the Christian life. So we always hearken back to baptism. When we were baptized, we were transformed to Christians. And what does it mean to be a Christian? Oh, I just got a label on my forehead. I'm a Christian. I was brought up that way, so I'm a Christian or a Catholic. This is my title, my, you know, nationality, we could say. Like the Jews, they said they were Jews and they thought that they were going to get to heaven because, or to be saved or have the favor of God just because they were Jews. No, to be a Christian means a lot. It means the standard of Jesus Christ. What is his standard? Perfection. We always have to hearken back to that. To be a Christian means to be very holy, to be very perfect, to be a very good example. And, you know, we don't always do that. We don't even know that sometimes. We just think that, you know, I'm a Christian. That's my family, you know. But what does it mean to be a Christian? It means that I have very high standards that I need to live by and follow, you know. And the more we know, the more we have to do, the more God will hold us to account for. So, you know, me and you, or, you know, the religious and the priests have far more to live up to. But we all, us Catholics, have a lot to answer for, a lot to live up to. And those who don't know the best, don't know all of the teachings, they don't have as high standards, and so we can't judge them. If you judge them, I'm going to be held to the highest standards. If I judge them, I'm going to be held to even higher standards. So, you know, there's nothing in it for me to judge. Nothing in it for me to judge those who are, you know, who don't know hardly anything and are living not such good lives. You know, we pray for them and we don't judge them, because as soon as I judge them, I am held to the highest standards for myself. So judging is a very fearful thing to do, a very fearful thing to do, to judge other people, because then God's going to hold me to the highest standards of what I judge them and what I am supposed to do and what I know. So to be a Christian means to follow the high standards, because I am going to be judged by very high standards and you are. To be a Christian means everything that it means to be a Christian. So let's never forget that. I have high standards I need to live up to. And look at the gospel. Look at all the teachings of Jesus. I need to observe them all. And our tendency is to lower the bar. Our tendency is to do the minimum to get to heaven. Our tendency is to not commit mortal sins, but venial sins or faults. I don't have to worry about them so much. If I swear, if I'm lazy, or if I'm, you know, it's no big deal. You know, so we lower and lower and lower the bar. And the more we give into the lowering the bar, the lower the bar gets. The more we weaken, the more we weaken. So we have to keep raising the bar. Tomorrow my bar is going to be higher. Tomorrow, the next day, my bar is going to be higher. And, you know, that's a beautiful life too. That's a life worth living. It's not a life worth living if we are continuing to lower our standards, become worse and worse, or stagnate and don't set a good example. We just get by on the Christian life. But to be a Christian, remember, always very high standards. It's not just for the priests and the religious and those who have consecrated themselves to Our Lady. All of the consecration of the religious and the consecration to Our Lady is within baptism. Baptism is the original consecration. The ultimate consecration is baptism, where we are consecrated to God, consecrated to love Him with all our heart, soul, and strength, and to live up to all the standards that Jesus set for us. That's what it means to be baptized, to be a Christian. And so consecration to Our Lady helps us to live up to that. Consecration as a religious helps us even more to live up to our baptismal consecration. But we are all held to that high standard. So let us all strive, you know, remember that every morning, every day we wake up, and pray for the grace to live up to what God calls us to.